Welcome, everyone, and thank you for joining us. This is Kiri Honey, host for Falling in Love Again, Season 1. In this virtual event, you are discovering the secrets to great communication and renewed intimacy and affection. So as parents, you can connect the way you did before the kids, even if it feels like it's too late. You will walk away feeling inspired and empowered to take the lead in your relationship, to feel supported to take action that feels aligned and authentic to your wants and needs, and on a practical level, help you focus on the key steps needed to rekindle the passion and fun in your partnership. Myself, along with this panel of fabulous speakers, are sharing fresh new ways to amp up the passion so you can have the happy and fun relationship and family you've always wanted without guilt or worry that things are going to fall apart. And let's not forget our daily free gifts. Hello, hello, and welcome back to Falling in Love Again, Season 1. Today, I'm excited to introduce Lisa Merlo Booth, who is here to discuss radically new relationships. But before we get into that, let's learn a little bit about her. Lisa Merlo Booth is a relationship coach, therapist, and author who has helped thousands of women and men transcend negatively charged environments in order to become more effective communicators at work, in their homes, and within their communities. Hey, Lisa, and welcome to Falling in Love Again. I'm so excited to have you here to chat with us today.
Ah, it's so great to be here.
Thank you. Now, before we get into the nitty gritty, I like to ask my speakers where you are in the world and what you're grateful for today.
I am in Massachusetts and I'm grateful for my puppy. It's so nice to be home. Like my dog's like right here sitting next to me. So
cute. Okay. So first, can you tell us how you got into this work?
How did I get into this work? I have always wanted to be go into psychology, the field of psychology, and I started working with couples. I was doing home-based therapy, and when I was doing home-based, I realized that so much of the work with the kids was started with the parents, mm-hmm. and that whole system. And so kind of got me into doing a lot of work with couples more so than families. So I would say that's kind of how also, you know, and then, you know, childhood, there's a piece that, you know, my own parents, I wish they had a better marriage and wanting mm-hmm. to change that. But I don't think I really thought that going in. It was more as I started actually doing the work and seeing couples, seeing kids and couples, I then was like, I want to work with couples.
Yeah, cool. Now, our topic for today is radically new relationships. So can you first tell us what that is? And yes. then tell us what's so radical about.
Okay. So really, you know, I'm going to even go bigger to radically new culture, right? And I think that a radically new culture is about creating radically new relationships in every form, one-to-one, one-to-many, many-to-many. And whether it's in our homes or in the workplace or out in the world. And why is it radical? I believe like we have a really unhealthy relationship paradigm in our world where we normalize really harmful behaviors. And we think that and we just have these crazy sayings, you know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, you know, love is a battlefield, like all these like stupid little idioms, right? That really kind of give people the wrong message about what's okay and what's not okay. And I think we normalize so many, like everybody yells and, you know, people get defensive and boys are going to be boys and girls, like, and all of that just really sets us up with a crazy template that is harmful. Mm. And it also goes back to, I think we were raised in, whether you're talking about, I call it the big sham, which is the combination of patriarchy, misogyny, and gender socialization, which sets men and women up both to just not show up healthy in relationships and to not get the best out of relationships. And so radically new is I mean, radically new. I want to throw out the baby and the bathwater. That's what I want to do. Like, honestly, I want to just like, we got to start over.
Yeah.
And yeah, so there are kind of four, you know, there's like a little model to it that I've just been, you know, over my 25 years of working with men and women and couples, I realized like there are things that keep happening again and again and again that are harming relationships. And so radically new relationships is really tackles those main things that I see, you know, hurting relationships.
So tell us what they are.
Okay. so the four pillars of any relationship, if you want it to be a radically new one, the first one is uncompromising safety. And uncompromising safety means that you are responsible for being physically, spiritually, emotionally, psychologically, and sexually safe to anybody in your life. And since we're talking about couples, I'm going to go further. You should be the very safest person in your spouse's life, and they should be in yours. And I would make no money if this was true. Like so many of my couples, safety is a huge problem, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's number one, uncompromising safety. Number
two. Can I just ask a quick question in there? Yeah. So we're not just talking about physical safety.
No.
Can you tell us a bit more in depth about what you mean about that safety?
Yeah. So physical safety, of course, you can't, no pushing, shoving, et cetera, but safety on all counts. Like you don't get to call your spouse a name. You don't get to shame them. You don't get to kind of make them feel bad about themselves. You don't get to dismiss them, right? Like they're saying something's, you know, this is important to me. And you're like, like what's wrong with you? I don't know what you're thinking. It's about on every level, if you're honoring the safety of that person, mm-hmm. and you are earning trust, you're a safe landing for them. So when they talk to you, you're not going to bash, you know, you're not going to bash them, you know, either emotionally, or you're not going to shut down and withdraw for 3 days and ignore them and give them the cold shoulder and all those things that make living in a home uncomfortable and difficult. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, safety across the board.
Yeah. Yeah. That's very important, because it's so easy for us to offload any of our negative emotions onto our partner. But we need to, remember about how that makes them feel and just approaching the whole thing with more love, right?
Right. And even like, you know, this is where it's radically new, even when they're not in the room, right? It's like, if I'm upset with my husband and I'm talking with my girlfriends, I need to talk with my girlfriends about my husband the way that I would if he was in that room with me. Mm. And so often, you know, women often will be like, oh my God, I can't believe you did this. And they're like, oh, what a jerk. You're like, yeah, he can be a jerk. That's not safe. That's just not, you're not holding like that person's kind of soul in an honoring way. And, and we need to do that more often. We have to stop normalizing all this stuff.
Apologies. My dog is also hanging out.
There you go.
That's life for you, everybody.
Right.
Okay. So, that is definitely radically new, because we do have the habit of gossiping and saying things and not really thinking about what we're doing. So that's a big one.
We're just venting. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So what's the next one?
So the next one is absolute equality. And this is, I don't care what your role is in the home. I don't care if you are the one who's staying home with the kids or you're the one out making money. I don't care if you're male or female, whatever it is. You are absolutely equal, intrinsic value. We all are intrinsically worthy. We have the same exact value, which means your thoughts, feelings, wants, needs, upsets are as important as my thoughts, needs, wants, upsets. And there's no, you know, you're the head of the household. I'm the head of it. It's just, look, what is important to you is important to me. And if you're sad, I'm going to help you. And if I'm sad, I expect you to help me. And neither one of us is more intrinsically important. You may make more money. I may, you know, help with the kids more. That doesn't mean your role is who you are is any less important than who I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's important. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And the next one,
courageous accountability. And which means you have to own and be accountable for what you say, what you think, what you feel, the mistakes you make, the behaviors that you do, and in any way that you hurt me. Mm-hmm. Right. And this is a showstopper in relationships. Mm-hmm. I can't even tell you how people are defensive. People mm-hmm. have a hard time being accountable. It's very difficult for people to say, you know what, you're right. Like, my bad. I absolutely did that. And instead we're like, well, you know what? You're not perfect either. Mm-hmm. And you've done this. And I did, you know what? I was running late. I was tired. What did you expect? Or I didn't mean it when I said that. You should know that, like, all those mm-hmm. myriad of excuses, rationalizations, defenses, and that just is killing relationships. So that's one part of it. The other side of it is, and you're responsible for holding your partner accountable for how they treat you, how they speak to you, how they act, what they do and don't do. And I see women in particular dropping the ball there all the time, mm-hmm. all the time, because they're afraid. They don't want to upset their partner. Mm-hmm. They don't want him or her to get angry. They don't want, they walk on eggshells. They don't want to hurt them. Like, all these things. And then the women take the hit. And so, you know, courageous accountability is really about, listen, we are human beings. We're going to make mistakes all the time. I don't care about that, but don't double down on that mistake by pretending you didn't make it, right? And saying mm-hmm. you didn't, or, you know, rationalizing and defending it. Just have the courage to own it. And that is so crazy hard. I can't even tell you.
I know from personal experience how hard this is, but on the flip side, it's also extremely empowering.
Yes.
So when you really own your shit.
Yeah.
Totally. It is very empowering, actually. Recognizing the mistakes that you've made. Mm-hmm. From my own story, without placing blame completely on the other person. It is really empowering people.
Right? It so is. I call it like the moment of health. Like, when normally you would defend or you would, you know, blame somebody else, and instead you slow down and you own it, fully own it. No ifs, mm-hmm. ands, or buts, right? Mm-hmm. It feels strong. It mm-hmm. feels healthy. And the other thing that people don't get is, and it's so ironic, but if I hurt you and I actually admit to it and I say, you know what, you're right, I'm really sorry. In that moment, when I'm genuine, a genuine apology and a genuine owning is, look, here's what I did. Here's the impact on you. Here's how I think that impacted you. And I'm really sorry. And here's what I'm going to do about it. Right. Mm-hmm. So when I'm like, hey, you know, you call me out for how I spoke to you, let's say, and I stop and I say, you know what, you're so right about that. I'm really sorry. It wasn't okay that I snapped at you. And I can imagine how that must have felt to you, and how disrespectful. And I'm really sorry about that. I'm going to work that. And if I ever do that again in the moment, please tell me, right? Mm-hmm. In that way, if I own it like that, we're going to feel more intimate. We're going to feel closer, which is so kind of crazy, because I'm telling you, I just screwed up and I hurt you, but yet we feel closer.
Absolutely.
Than if I, I'm like, oh, what's the big deal? So, oh my God, you snap all the time. Now we're feeling distant. Mm-hmm. I don't feel, you don't feel respected. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of annoyed that you have the gall to call me on it.
Exactly. That doesn't work. Exactly. It is crazy how much it works, yeah. But like, yeah, my husband and I are super open about calling each other on our shit, yes, these days. And it's great. It's great.
Yeah.
Anyway, so tell us what the last pillar is.
And the last one is humane kindness. And humane kindness runs the gamut. Depending on how close in you are, I need that kindness has to go much further. So if we're in a romantic relationship, it goes from humane kindness to cherishing. You need to cherish me. You're in my inner circle. So you need to cherish me. And I need to do the same to you. I need to be cherishing of you. If you're a stranger on the street, then I need to treat you with humane kindness, right? I'm going to do, you know, I'm going to be respectful. I'm not going to be shaming you. I'm going to do just, you know, I'm going to treat you like a fellow human being. And I'm going to be polite and I'm going to do that piece. But when you're closer in, you get the best of me and I'm going to really cherish you. And the other thing about like all of these, and this certainly goes for humane kindness, is reciprocity. Every single one of these, it's reciprocal. So you can't have just one nice person in the relationship who's cherishing and the other one is kind of a pain in the butt. That doesn't work. Mm-hmm. It's got to go both ways.
Mm-hmm. But the other thing there is, you know, modeling the behavior. So if you're doing more of it, it's likely that those around you will start doing more of it as well. And I guess, like you said, like if they're not, then there's probably some issue there.
If they're not, you got to hold them accountable, right? So one of the things that women do is they try to nice people into being nice. No, you can be kind and you can do that. And if they don't step up and start meeting you, you need to stand up and then you go to that courageous accountability, right? And the way that you do that is what I talk about is a grounded, powerful strength, right? A grounded, powerful strength is power from within, not power over, right? So it's a matter of fact strength where I have enough compassion for myself to stand up for me when I need to, while also having compassion for you and the humanity of the person on the other side of me in how I stand up. We confuse in our culture today, we confuse strength with aggression all the time. Mm-hmm. And a grounded, powerful strength is not aggressive. I don't need to get aggressive. I don't need to be yelling and screaming. I simply need to speak my truth. And then if I need to set a limit, I need to follow through on that limit. So, you know, yes, I'm going to be nice and I'm going to hope my husband's going to be so excited that I'm so nice that he's going to be nice back. Right. However, in many of the couples that I work with, that doesn't happen. That's just not true. And so you have to be able to, with a grounded, powerful strength, speak your truth, ask for what you want, and you have to use that courageous accountability.
And that's where the first step is to figure out what you do want. to really remind yourself of your values. And then if like we mentioned a little bit earlier about what we're kind of allowing to take place around us, if we're allowing our partner to speak to us a certain way or to treat us a certain way, we need to reflect on that a little bit, figure out what we actually want, how we want to be treated, and then work from there on expressing that and not putting up with it anymore, basically.
Yeah, so true. I think one of the places where people like really get into trouble is they don't like what's happening. And so they try to change the other person and they put all of their energy and intention over there, which is the one place they have zero power. You have no power changing your spouse whatsoever, but you do have 100% total power to change you. Mm-hmm. And when you change you, it forces a shift in the system. But so many people they're like, oh, well, I wouldn't yell so much if he didn't dot, 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 or I wouldn't do this if she didn't dot, dot, dot. And that's just not true. They're not making you do anything. You mm-hmm. are choosing to. And so we have to remember, like, where's your power? You're unhappy. Why are you unhappy? What are you doing about it? And what are you personally changing? I can't make my husband stop yelling at me, but I certainly can make myself not stand there and listen to it. Right. Mm-hmm. I don't have to stand there. And so I have to really be, you know, paying attention to that.
Mm. Yeah. There's big power in that. So another question that I had for you, we've talked about how, you know, bad relationships are killing us. And I just want to talk a little bit on the piece of how that's impacting our children, our families, and why it's so important to take these radically new steps, because they are so important.
Because if we don't do our work, we are forcing our children to have to. We pass on a toxic legacy. Mm-hmm. So if you have, you know, let's say one of the parents is a bully and they have a hot temper and they're always blowing up, and the other person just cowers and shrinks and tries to walk on eggshells around them. Well, now you are teaching your children, you're modeling that template. Mm-hmm. So your children are either going to get into a relationship with somebody who bullies them, or they're going to become the bully. And then that's going to pass on to your grandchildren and great grandchildren and on and on and on until somebody in your family has the courage to step up and say, oh, no, 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 I'm changing this legacy. And that's why it's so important.
So those that are listening that are thinking, I really want that, but I don't know how to do that.
Yeah. Which should be half the world. I got to tell you, it's not more than half the world.
Hopefully.
You know?
So what advice have you got for them to, I guess, in terms of finding that bravery or whatever, stepping into the change?
So first, it's a decision. It's a choice. And you have to make the decision about what kind of relationship you want. Mm-hmm. And if you want a radically new relationship, then what you have to do is you have to really look at yourself first always. Mm-hmm. Am I honoring these four pillars? Am I living by these four pillars? And if I'm not, why am I not? And what do I need to change? And then you start small. You start on, you know, what's the one pillar that you're struggling with? And you start with the safest people on the safest issues to work that pillar. So let's say it's accountability, right? So you're going to tell your best friend, okay, I get defensive. I have to work this, you know? So when I call you out because she's safe and she'll be fine with you, then you start there, right? Mm-hmm. So pick whatever area you're struggling in and you do that work, and you keep focusing on you, on you, on you. When he or she does dot, 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 what am I doing? Mm-hmm. Is that helping me or is that hurting me? If that's hurting me, I got to change that move. And so talk to 10 of your friends and say, okay, give me four different moves here, because I don't know what to do. You know, hire somebody, hire a coach, get into couples work. There's, you know, read some books. But the first thing is, what am I not happy about in my relationship? And how am I showing up in this? And then what do I need to start making my moves? Let me focus on me and stop trying to change over there. Mm-hmm. That's where I would say you should start. Get conscious mm-hmm. and start making little moves.
Wonderful. So many great tips in there, Lisa. Thank you. Are there any other bits that you would like to share with our audience today?
Oh my God, there's so many. I got it, you know. I could go off on so many, so many different places. So really what I would just say is, you know, like I was just saying, just focus on you. That's where your power is. Don't confuse strength with aggression. You step in with that grounded, powerful strength. And when you hear yourself blaming others, you need to stop and look at you. Right. Mm-hmm. And it's not that you're at fault. It's that that's where your power is. Mm-hmm. So what do I need to do here? That's what I would say.
That's a great reminder. So when you're lost in the moment, just take a breath. Remember that you have the power. Mm-hmm. to change yourself. Yeah.
Right.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Now, I know you have a really awesome free gift. Would you mind telling us a little bit about that?
So the free gift is a grounded powerful strength. It's a teleclass. It's like a 3-module teleclass on a grounded powerful strength. So that will help you to kind of figure out, how do I step into this world, you know, having my back without squashing the backs of those around you. So that's the free gift. Enjoy it.
Awesome. Awesome. Yep. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Now, I've got my 3 quick fire questions that I like to ask my speakers. Are you ready?
Oh, no. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. The first one is, what's your favorite date night idea?
Favorite date night idea. I love, this is so, we just love going to 2 things. One, we're big movie goers. I don't know why, but we're big movie goers. And otherwise, on Friday nights, we just really like going to a nice quiet bar and having a glass of wine or a beer and just talking, because during the week, we don't get the chance to just do that.
Yeah.
So not that exciting, but it's nice.
But it's super important to take that time to connect. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And what's your favorite way to bring fun into your life?
Laughter. I love to laugh. My husband and I are big, like, we just like to laugh. So teasing, joking, watching something funny, listening to something funny, you know, I think humor is a great connector. Mm-hmm. And it helps me feel good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It brings that playfulness.
It does.
And what is the biggest mistake people are making in their relationships?
They're not owning their peace. So they're way too defensive, and they're not trying to change their side. They're focusing too much on getting others to change theirs.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep, that's a big one. Lisa, thank you so much for being our special guest today. It was a real pleasure talking to you and learning about those 4 pillars. I do hope that the audience takes on all this information and starts having those radically new relationships, because I really think that the world does need them.
Me too. Thank you so much for having me. It's been fun.
Cool. Thank you to our listeners for tuning in today. More sessions will be delivered to your inbox tomorrow. Remember, unless you're a VIP, you will only have access to this interview for the next 7 days. I look forward to joining you in our next session tomorrow. And don't forget to grab this amazing free gift. Until then, may your coffee be hot, your family be happy, and your relationship be fulfilling and fun.